From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. French officials say search teams in the Indian Ocean have recovered one of the black boxes from yesterday's crash of a Yemenia Airlines flight. More than 150 people were aboard the jet. Eleanor Beardsley has more from Paris.
French officials say one of the plane's flight recorders has been found about 25 miles off the coast of the Comoros Islands. The plane flying from Paris crashed yesterday on a landing approach to the tiny nation off the east coast of Africa. This morning, protesters tried to stop another Yemenia Airlines flight from leaving Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport in protest of what they say are the company's substandard airplanes. They accuse the company of using its best planes in Europe, but of changing passengers to unsafe aircraft for the last leg of the trip from Yemen to the Comoros Islands. The plane in question did not pass a French inspection in 2007 and had been barred from European airspace. Yemenia Airlines says the plane was fixed and had passed a recent inspection. One person aboard the flight, a 14-year-old girl, has been found alive. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The six-month rotating presidency of the European Union passes from the Czech Republic to Sweden today. The Nordic country is predicting a challenging term for itself. Thierry Schultz reports from Brussels.
Their agenda is tough. Within the EU, the Swedes will prioritize getting the 27 member states to agree on aggressive climate protection measures while combating the economic crisis without further borrowing by governments. In foreign policy, Iran is the most pressing issue. Member states are considering recalling their ambassadors from Tehran if the government there does not release detained employees of the British embassy. Sweden's EU affairs minister, Cecilia Malmström, says Stockholm is under no illusions about its near-term future.
We are aware that this is going to be a difficult presidency, and we will need all the help we can from other member states and institutions.
Sweden hopes Irish voters will this fall approve the EU reform treaty they rejected last year, allowing a Swedish presidency great influence over the ensuing changes to EU bureaucracy. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
According to the Institute for Supply Management, manufacturing activity contracted less than expected last month and at the slowest pace since last August. The trade group of purchasing executives says its manufacturing index stood at 4.8 in June, and that is up from 42.8 in May. A reading below 50 indicates contraction. June's reading was the 17th straight month of deterioration in manufacturing. The manufacturing index includes new orders, production, employment, inventories, prices, and export and import orders. At the same time, the Commerce Department says construction spending dropped 0.9% in May, nearly double the 0.5% drop that the economists had expected. On Wall Street, prices are higher. The Dow is up by 120 points to 85.67. The Nasdaq is up by 24 points to 18.59. This is NPR News. The popular music magazine Vibe is stopping production. It is the latest publication to stop publishing in an especially difficult economy for the media. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Vibe magazine was started by the composer and music producer Quincy Jones back in the early 1990s in partnership with Time Warner, the huge media conglomerate, and it was sold 3 years ago to a private investment group. The magazine had a focus on R&B and hip-hop performers, but featured actors and other artists as it sought to be a lifestyle magazine with an urban sensibility. It hasn't been an easy time, however, for music-centric publications. Blender closed earlier this year, and another competitor, The Source, went through bankruptcy last year. In a memo cited by the New York Times, Steve Aron, the CEO of its parent company, said Vibe had failed to find investors or to restructure the company's debt. Its closure was first reported by the website dailyfinance.com. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
President Obama is in Annandale, Virginia today to make his pitch for health care revisions. The president will hold a town hall forum and answer questions through the Internet. Congress will fully engage in the health care debate when it returns Monday from a one-week recess. The president's agenda calls for reducing health care delivery costs through less waste, ensuring virtually all Americans, and encouraging doctors from hospitals to emphasize quality of care over quantity of procedures. Mr. Obama says that the government will not borrow money to carry out the plans. Many Republicans are dubious, if not outright hostile, to the plan. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.